What is up? Still studying. We made it. You made it. I made it. We made it. Happy Friday. Here we are. It's a beautiful Friday, celebrating the weekend. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday with your family and friends. Life is good. Training camp kicks off next week. It's episode number 53 here on The Study Session. I'm your host, Jeremy. Just grateful that you joined us here today. And I've got something very, very special for you. As you know, Andrew departed the show a couple weeks back. But when we were recording the Still Study podcast at that time, we often made reference to a man named Jake, who just happens to be a massive Steeler fan that lives behind enemy lines in the state of Maryland. And today, Jake is going to make his first ever appearance on the Still Study Study Session. We hope to have Jake on as a recurring guest every so many weeks, and especially before the Steelers take on the Ravens twice this year. And Jake's going to share some of his insights about the Steelers heading into the 2021 season with us in this episode. Again, just want to thank you for listening, for your support of the Still Study. Love you guys so much. Thank you for giving me record weeks with the sites. The hits and visits are just out of control. Gratitude to you. Drop me a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Follow the study on Twitter at Still Study. And without any further hesitation, please let me introduce to you the one, the only, the Steelers fan behind enemy lines, Mr. Jacob Moore.
All right, studians, we have a very, 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 very special guest with us today on the study session. You've heard Andrew and I talk about this guy countless times, and for the first time ever on the Still Study, we have the one, the only, Jake. Jake, welcome to the study session.
Oh, man, what an honor. It's so fun listening to you guys, and I give you so much props from taking the study from a conversation to something that's tangible. And, man, you introduced me with the word very three times, very special. I'm kind of taken back from that. I wasn't anticipating such a warm welcome, Jeremy.
Well, we have a lot of love for you, man, and hopefully maybe we could do this like every couple of weeks, have you come on. And as we mentioned before, Jake lives behind enemy lines in Maryland, so he's got that unique perspective as a spy in Ravens territory. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But we have Jake for about 5 minutes today, and I know Jake has a unique take on the offensive line. We'll talk to you about his coaching background, but Jake, do you want to give us your riff on the Steelers O-line in 2021?
Yeah, and it basically just centers on how much I'm rooting for those guys. You know, when I was in the classroom as a teacher, I was a coach. It was such a passion of mine, and one of my favorite things was helping an athlete go from point A to point B and helping them achieve their goals. And, you know, we were fortunate to win a couple of state championships in track and field and cross country. And I always think back about the cross country state championship that we won when those guys were in ninth grade. They were abysmal. They were absolutely atrocious. If there's any listeners out there who are 5K runners, these guys couldn't break 21 minutes. So, you know, that's super below average for high school. And then the transformation that can occur with some hard work and dedication and goals, it's unbelievable. So please don't think that I'm trying to compare high school cross country to NFL players. I understand that those guys have a much deeper resume of accomplishments and such, but the bucket is this. This is the bucket that they both fit into. There's something to be said for athletes that are unproven and hungry and young and out to do something. And that's a total reset across the board. So, you know, there's no old mindsets anymore. I mean, whenever Green gets down to snap the ball, if he looks left, if he looks right, those are all new faces. So I love the dynamic of a total reset on the whole unit. I think there's going to be some nice cohesion there. And I'm just excited that while the entire world is doubting our O-line, I think that they're going to find some progress. They're going to find some chemistry, and ultimately we're going to be in a much better spot 8 weeks into the season than we were last year.
Awesome. I'd have to agree with you. That hunger from those younger guys hopefully translates into quality play. And shifting gears a bit, the guy that they're going to be blocking for, the 18-year veteran there on the at the signal caller position, Ben Roethlisberger, he's been getting beaten up hardcore by the media. It seems like every day somebody's coming out of the woodwork to just take a cheap shot. And the other day was Colin Cowherd saying that Ben's Super Bowl window has closed, that he's never been a cerebral quarterback, doesn't have the work habits. What's your perspective on all the hate that Roethlisberger's been receiving this offseason, and what do you attribute that to?
I mean, outside of a short phase of his career, whenever he was like Big Ben, the tough guy who could scramble in the pocket, and he had sort of garnered some respect from the national media, he's never been one to draw up a ton of respect. I mean, he's never been the guy with 50 touchdown passes, and he's always been known to throw a silly interception here or there. But I'll be honest, at this point in his career, he's one of the oldest players in the NFL. Let the hate, you know, embrace the hate, because he doesn't have anything to prove to Steelers fans. We know he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. We know his commitment to the game, and I still think he can play. I really do. My mind goes back to the Colts game last year. I remember being glued to the TV because we were just getting thumped. And then they went out there, and he was just a machine. I mean, he was throwing laser footballs. He was commanding the offense. To me, if anybody out there thinks that he can't play anymore, I would say go back and watch the second half of that Colts game. That's the Ben that I think we can get this year. Let me tell you what, if we don't end up making a postseason run, I don't think it's going to be because of Ben Roethlisberger. I think that he's the exact type of veteran presence you need, especially with an entirely new O-line, a new tight end, a still young wide receiver group, and a brand new running back. He's going to be command central for that offense, and I think his veteran leadership is going to be worth more now than, you know, what he brings positively is going to far outweigh any negative value that his old knees or his 38-year-old body bring. I mean, he's the piece that we need, so he's important.
Yeah, and you referenced that Colts game. That was a gem. I can remember that bomb to Deontay Johnson down the sideline that he caught in the end zone. Hopefully we see more connections like that. So great take on Big Ben. And then finally, Jake, again, as I mentioned, you're a spy behind enemy lines there in Maryland, and you make no secrets about your Steelers fandom. I know you have a You're in Steelers Country flag in your yard that you boast proudly. What's it like living in such hated territory for Steelers fans, and what's the perception of Ravens fans, of Steelers fans?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I'll give you a little background that might seem it's a take that most Steelers fans don't think of. But when you're from around Pittsburgh, generally, you're 3 or 4 hours away from the farthest city, and it's not like that city gets an influx of people. You know, I mean, even in Pittsburgh, when the economy is great, it's still just very okay. So I think that what you find that's different around Baltimore and the suburbs and such is you find more people from Pittsburgh. And I say that because I moved down here, you know, when I lived around Pittsburgh my whole life, I viewed it as such a hated rival. Like, we hate the Ravens and the Patriots. They're like, depending on the year, go back and forth. We hate those teams. And I moved here with that mindset, and I still have it. Don't think that I am loving the Ravens, but I also have a little bit of respect for them because they much like the Steelers, that, you know, they are a basics, down to basics, hard working, smash mouth football team. You know, my stepdad, who lives outside of Pittsburgh, he jokes that he says if the Steelers are out of it, he roots for the Ravens. And to me, I'm like, I don't know how you can do that, but at the end of the day, if you set aside the divisional rivalry, the two teams do have a lot in common. And I will say this, can you imagine as a Steelers fan what it would be like to have the Steelers move away from Pittsburgh, to just overnight pack up their bags and go to a new city? Like, it's unimaginable.
Yeah.
It is devastating. And that's what the city went through, Baltimore, when the Colts up and packed their bags. That, you know, the story is they left in the middle of the night. They left town. And so I'll tell you this, like, I try and be a realist and I live where my feet are. And even though I am not a Baltimore football fan, I do empathize with those fans having had to lose their franchise. But no, it is that's the long answer to your question of, I do absolutely want to beat the Ravens 50-0 every time we play them. I don't want to give up a yard on the ground, but I also, in some weird way, have a little bit of respect for the franchise as well.
Interesting take. Well, JK, thanks so much. We hope to make this a recurring thing every couple of weeks as your schedule allows. I know you're a busy guy, but just want to say thank you so much. Listeners, let me know what you think in the comments. But, Jake, great analysis, great insight, great perspective. You're natural, man.
You know, I mean, I'm no Alex Cazor. I'm no Dave Bryan. I'm no Jeremy Rich. But I can throw my hat in the ring occasionally.
Well, well done, man. And hope you have a great day. Again, thanks for coming on, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Life is beautiful in the black and gold.
That's right, brother. All right. Peace out.
See ya. Bye.